是那神迹的施行者。
This is my testimony, really, about this.
今天我跟大家分享的见证，就是实时见证我们的这位神，神迹的神。
Well, some of you may have heard the testimony about my vision that I had in April 2020.
我们当中可能有部分弟兄姊妹呢听过我在2020年的4月我当时神给我的一个意象的一个见证。
So to remind you how God has affected my life since, here is my new testimony.
但是我再次跟大家回顾一下我之前的经历，那么今天我跟大家再一次分享一个新的见证在我的生命当中。
In April 2020,In the middle of COVID, I was in hospital.
当时在2000年的4月呢，正值是在新冠疫情期间，当时呢，我住院。
After scans and tests, I waited for the results.
当时呢，就做了一些扫描，做一些各种的那个检测以后呢，我在等那个结果。
The doctors were very busy on the COVID wards, and the nurses weren't sure what was happening to me.
当时呢，因为各医生呢都非常忙碌，因为呢新冠的疫情要照顾新冠那些病人，所以没有人理我。然后护士呢也不知道要做什么。
The hospital seemed to be in disarray, and after 5 days, I discharged myself.
当时呢我在那个病当时我们在病房里面嘛，那个医生都忙得不可开交。但是呢，我在5天之后呢，我自己就出院了。
I just said, "Wing, come and collect me. I've had enough of this."
当时呢，我就叫威呢来直接来医院来接我出院。当时我说也没有人理我，大家都是各忙各的。然后我说我不如出院好了。
I didn't realize how seriously ill I was because they still hadn't given me the results.
当时呢，因为我不知道那个检查的结果，所以我不知道自己的病情有多么的严重。
I'd been home only one day when I became unwell again.
但是我出院回家1天之后呢，我的病情又再次加重，变得不舒服。
I asked Wing called an ambulance.
然后呢，我叫阿威呢帮我叫救护车来。
She was told 8 hours.
当时呢，我们打了电话以后说至少要等8个小时。
So could she take me to the hospital immediately in her car?
然后我说不如她马上开车把我自己把我送到医院，还来得快一点。
I was drifting.In and out of consciousness, and I couldn't breathe, and I had excruciating pain.
当时在这过程当中呢，我的就是那个意识是不清楚的，然后我的呼吸也无法呼吸，很痛苦不堪，很难受。
I somehow managed to write my name, date of birth, hospital number, and please readmit me on a piece of paper.
当时呢，在这种很艰难的情况下呢，我还是强制自己呢，把我的名字呢，我出生日期，还有我的医院的号码，并且写了一句话说，请医院收留我，请来收留我住院，写在纸条上面。
Suddenly, I was walking around the bedroom.
然后突然呢，我就开始在那个房间里面到处走。
Wing said to me, "What are you doing?"
然后呢，Wing就问我，你在做什么呀？
Exercise.
我说我在做运动，我在运动。
What happened?
然后我说到底发生什么了？
I then had 3 visions.
然后在这期间呢，我看到3个异象。
The first was a bright blue light coming towards me, and it was full of white fluffy clouds.
但第一个异象我看到就是一个很光的一个蓝光向我靠近，然后周围有云彩围绕。
Absolutely stunningly beautiful, so powerful in my face.
然后那个光呢，非常的亮，好像照在我脸上也很强烈。
And then it went.
然后呢，突然那个异象就消失了。
But I forgot this bit. Wing said, "What are you looking at?"
然后呢，当时我在专注那个异象的时候，我旁边的 Wing 就问我，你到底在看什么？
And that's when I said, "The bright light. Can you see it?"
然后我那个时候我就说，一个很强的光，你难道看不见吗？
No, where?
然后但是他说在哪里我看不见。
And then it went.
然后呢那个异象就消失了。
Now the second and most prominent that also had the biggest impact on me was of an angel.
然后呢第二个呢也是对我影响很大的一个异象呢是我看到一个天使。
It started with a small light coming towards me from a different part of the room.
然后呢，从房间的另外一个角落呢，也是一束蓝光呢，好像向我靠近。
It was like looking through a round window.
那个光呢，好像我看到那个光的感觉，就是好像我通过一个窗户看出去那个视角。
As the light got closer and brighter, it was so bright, it was blinding me, I could see it was an angel.
然后当那个光离我越来越近的时候，那个光的强度也越来越亮，然后呢，我看到好像是一个天使的形象。
Totally golden with long golden flowing hair.
然后呢，它是金色的，然后有金色长发，发光的长发。
I was looking through heaven's window.
然后我就觉得我是好像看着天，就是天上天窗向我敞开，我看到这个形象。
Of course, I didn't realize that at the time, but I know that now.
当时我看到那个意象的时候，我没有意识到这些，但是现在我知道我是看到的是什么。
I put my hand out towards the angel.
然后。
And saying, "Wing, wing, can you see the angel?"
然后当时呢，我看到那个异象天使以后呢，我就伸出我的手想要触摸他。然后我还问我旁边的 Wing 说：“你啊 ，Wing， 你可以看到吗？你看到天使吗
？”Where she said.
然后他说：“在哪里啊
？”And the angel disappeared.
然后之后那个天使也消失了。
Now I wasn't very happy with Wing at this time because I held my hand out to that angel.Held out. The closer I put my hand to her, the more she did not put her hand out to me.
然后当时呢，我就把我的手伸出去，想要触摸接近那个天使，好像尽可能的接近，但是好像没有向我伸出手那个天使。
And I am convinced to this day that if she, the angel, had put her hand out to me, I would have passed.
就是直到今天我都非常的信任这一点，就是说幸福这一点，就如果当时那个天使向我伸出手的时候，那么可能我今天就已经不在这世上了。
Somehow, Wing, I don't remember all this, Wing got me to the hospital.
就是我这一部分记忆我都已经记不住了，就是我不知道 Wing 怎么开车把我送到医院。
I had said to her previously, struggling for breath, Wing,They won't admit me. You can't go to hospital. Just dump me outside.
然后当时去医院之前呢，在我就是呼吸很困难的时候，我跟你讲，我说你把我送医院，他们肯定不会接受我。我说你就什么都不要管，把我丢在外面就好了。
She dumped me outside. I don't remember where she dumped me, but she did.
然后他开车把我就是丢在医院那个门口大门口。
I don't know how she got me there or out of the car, but she said she parked her way up.
然后呢，他把我我不知道我怎么下了车，我也不知道我怎么去到那个地方，反正我就在医院门口站在那边，然后他就开车去到就不远处那边等我。
She saw the nurses come out, read my note, put me on the trolley and wheeled me inside.
Trolley, in a wheelchair.
Not a shopping trolley. It was just some trolley.
然后呢，我已经在车里面，他在不远处看到那个有护士从医院出来，把我读了我写的那个字条，然后呢就把我就推着一个车子把我推进医院里面去了。
I woke up in intensive care at 4:30 p.m. the next day.
然后第二天我四点，第二天下午四点半我醒来的时候，我是在重症监护室。
Because the first thing I saw was the clock on the wall.
因为我睁开眼看到第一个就是那个墙上那个钟。
That was proof I was still alive.
当时看到那个时间证明我自己还活着。
A doctor told me that if I hadn't come back when I did, I would have died.
然后那个医生呢就非常明确地告诉我，如果我没有回来，那么我肯定就已经死了。
Not possibly.Not maybe, but definitely.
当时那个医生的口吻是不是可能呢？不是或许哦，是绝对一定会死的。
Wow.
Wow.
The doctor said you have acute pancreatitis, which is a problem in the tummy area. You have gallstones and you have a liver problem. These are the results that you should have been given before you discharged yourself, which was a stupid thing to do.
然后呢，在这个时候呢，医生才告诉了我，在当时我出院之前就应该收到的那个检查结果，我被确诊患有胰腺炎、胆结石，还有在我的肝脏上面也有问题。
We've been working all day on you to get your organs working again, and you will stay here until you are stabilized.
然后医生跟我说呢，我们在尽全力全力以赴呢，想帮助你确保你的所有的器官可以正常的运作。他说，那么你只有直到你完全你的所有的数据都稳定了以后，你才可以出院。
I later had a double operation, and after 10 days recovery, I tried to make sense of it all.
然后呢，之后呢，我接连做了几个手术，然后大约十天以后呢，我已经在恢复了。然后我觉得，我想知道说，到底这段时间发生了什么？
The doctors were amazed at my miraculous recovery.
然后医生对我这个神迹般的一个恢复的过程都非常非常的惊讶。
My liver, kidney, lungs, legs, and weight were all back to normal, belying medical science.
所以所有我的肝脏、肾脏、我的肺、我的脚，所以我的体重，一切的指标都恢复的正常。And then,
one doctor even said to me it was a miracle, and then I told him about my vision.
甚至其中一个医生都说，哇，这是一个神迹。然后后来我跟他告诉他了，我看到了一个异象。
God had reset my body. I was strong again and had no fear.
在那个经历以后呢，我觉得神重新的让我的身体进行了一个重组，然后我觉得我没有任何的惧怕了。Amen.
I shared my experience with family and friends who were all amazed at the new me.
然后之后呢，我把我这个经历跟我的家人跟我的朋友都分享，他们都对于我这个重生后这个重组后的我这个我的这个身体状况都很惊讶，很诧异。
But why did this all happen?
但是我在想说，为什么神会让我经历这一切呢？
I was soon to find out.
然后接下来我就很快明白发生在我身上这些事情。
I work, on my return to work at the Lingfield and Royal Windsor race courses, which is, you know, involves the horse racing. And I'm sure God's not the greatest gambler. He doesn't like people gambling, but many, many thousands of people go horse racing and he bred them horses himself. So,
所以呢，我的后来呢，在我身体康复以后呢，我就回到了工作的职场。那么我是在Lingfield 和还有皇家那个温斯安的赛马场做那个主持工作的。
Now, I'm one of the chief hosts at both of these venues.
我在这两个赛马场呢，都是担任首席主持人的工作。
And I felt a resurgence in my energy to enhance customer visits.
那当时呢，我回去工作以后呢，我就感觉我身体里面好像有一种不明的一种力量呢，其实我要做在我的工作上面做一些突破和改变。
Many thousands come through the turnstiles.
然后每天有可能成千上万的人经过来到那个旋转门进入来赛马场。
But I felt a presence that guided me to the vulnerable and the less abled, especially children in wheelchairs. I had to enhance their day in some way.
当时呢，我就感觉我生命当中有一种同在，好像在带领我去帮助那些比较好像特别需要帮助的一些儿童啊，或者他们没有生一些残障的一些小朋友，坐轮椅的孩子，让他们可以在这一天的经历当中得到更加的一个帮助。
I organized photograph opportunities with the jockeys. I gave them special viewing areas. I arranged for special treats for them, and you could see the enjoyment of the family, the parents, the carers, and everybody involved in these vulnerable people. Their whole day was enhanced.By what I freely gave to them, as part of my job, even.
然后呢，在我的工作范围的那个能力范围以内呢，我做了这些调整和安排。我让那些小朋友呢，他们有机会跟那些骑马师有些拍照的机会，并且给他们提供了一些特殊的观看的区域。我所做的这些小小的一些改变和帮助呢，让整个这些家庭他们都受益匪浅，他们都非常的开心，让他们的一天他们都是有个非常好的一个经历和体验。
So my bosses had noticed my over and above way and just let me get on with it. So I'm basically my own person now when I get there. And I get paid for it, which is handy.
然后我的上司呢也看到我所做的一些工作一些改变，然后他也让我继续这样做。
The customer feedback was working well. And in fact, a mystery shopper team that went to Lingfield, they gave a special mention to me for these activities.
然后呢我所得到的那些所有的一些参观的一些访客他们的一些回顾啊那些feedback 他们的反馈都非常的良好。然后呢当时有一个从 Racing for London 的 England 的一个团队他们来到我的工作职场来参观也给我提供了一份非常好的报告。
And just to clarify that, when I'm at work, they go down the list of your jobs that you're doing, and when they come to Barry,Oh, Barry does what he wants. So,
所以就是 在我在工作的职场上哈，就是一般他们会把每个人的工作的全部排列出来，然后到我的时候，他们就说哦，你想干嘛就干嘛吧，就没有太多的干预。
Now I'm asked, what is my job title?
然后现在说哦，那到底我的工作的头衔是什么呢
？Anything, just help and be nice.
就说你的工作就是你做能尽己所能的去帮助就好了。
I'm so grateful for God's intervention.And guiding me to enhancing so many people's lives.
我很感谢，我很感恩神的介入到我的生命当中，让我也带领我，帮助我去改变，影响很多其他人的生命。
It's just so nice to be nice.
那时候，当我们对人友善的时候，让我们感觉非常良好，不是吗
？It doesn't cost anything, but the reward can be everlasting.
可能这是我们一个小小的改变，真的是对我们来说，我们。算不了什么，但是那个奖赏确实很大的。
I have just turned 70, but I feel 40.
哈利路亚！就是 Barry 刚刚过70岁，但是他觉得自己身体就是好像40岁的那个感觉。
God does work mysteriously. There are two things that I don't say. I can't say God works in mysterious ways because we never know what way is going to come. But He works mysteriously amongst us.
我真的是我可以跟大家说，神这是很奇妙的方法来作为。我不能这样，我要这样说，是因为我们不知道神做事的方法是怎样，但是他确实是很奇妙的一种做事的行为。
A big thing. This is one big thing that I've learned talking about 70, and now and I now feel 40. The one thing in your life you cannot buy, and that is time.So we must all use our time wisely and just carry on what we do. But just remember, every day we get that little bit closer. And I tell you now, there is nothing, what I have seen, there's nothing to fear.
真的是在我好像活了70年这么长的时间以后，我得到了一个最大的一个总结，就是真的在我们人生当中唯一不能让我们来挽回的东西就是时间。我们每个人必须真的有智慧的来很好的使用我们的时间。
And finally I told you there was three visions. This last one is very very easy to dispel.
然后我刚刚跟大家讲我看了三个意象，那么最后一个意象呢可能就很容易来可能
Because once wing had made the angel disappear.
因为之前我看到那个天使就消失了。
I turned around and on the bedroom door was the face of the devil.
然后当时我那个看到第二个意象那个天使消失以后，那么我一转身呢在那个房角呢又看到一个好像一个魔鬼的形象。
As I walked towards it, the vision got larger, a red face, horns and black eyes.
当我靠近那个意象的时候，那个形象越来越大，我看到一个很红的脸，上面有头上两个角，然后眼睛是黑色的。
I felt no fear, and I just said, go away.
当我看到这个邪灵的时候，我没有惧怕，我只是命令他离开。
I opened the door, and I closed the door, and he was gone.
我开门，再关门，然后他就已经离开了。
Because he is nothing.Never fear him. Just tell him to go away anytime because God is with you.
我们当我们知道神与我们同在的时候，我们是没有惧怕的。邪灵在魔鬼在神面前不算什么。
Thank you for listening. Hallelujah.
谢谢大家。神祝福大家。谢谢大家听我的见证。
Thank you.